Hello. This podcast is AI generated, so please read the disclaimers. Follow us on Apple and Spotify. H&R Block, Inc. NYSE, HRB. Q4 2023 Earnings Conference Call, August 15, 2023, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. In H&R Block's Q4 2023 Earnings Conference Call, the key takeaways include strong fiscal year results despite COVID-19 related challenges. The company announced revenue growth, EBITDA growth, and adjusted EPS growth of 9%. Key positives were the gain in meaningful shares from the DIY strategy, which experienced positive customer satisfaction, with small business tax continuing as a growth driver. The capital allocation was a significant highlight, with another $200 million put toward share repurchases. The challenges H&R Block faced included the rollback of the advanced child tax credit payments and foreign exchange impacts. Looking ahead to FY24, the company expects a return to ordinary industry growth. One notable update was an industry-leading partnership with Microsoft to leverage AI for better taxpayer experiences. The company is very excited about the potential of general AI and is dedicating strong teams to build integrations in the expense and customer experience areas in a partnership with Microsoft and OpenAI. The technology customer adoption is yet to be fully understood, but they are keen to learn via two specific use cases. There is a possibility of a real opportunity for business growth stemming from this learning. They do not see the IRS free file option as a major threat to the business, as there are concerns about the IRS's ability to market and support a product like this, as well as potential costs to taxpayers. They assert that there isn't a problem, as there are over 30 organizations offering free tax prep. In terms of the revenue guide for the following year, projected growth seems to be between 2% to 3%, which is slightly lower than hoped for in the long term. They see all the revenue-related bullet points discussed as additive, the foundation being healthy client volume in both assisted and DIY areas. Other growth factors include low single-digit pricing and franchise buybacks, which could lead to a 1% growth in revenue.